there. You're watching Proactive London, and joining us now from AUAG Fund is Eric Strand, back again to talk all things gold, because plenty going on, geopolitics as well, and macroeconomics, mainly in the US, which of course is the biggest indicator, arguably, for you. So how did you perform then, would you say, Eric? What's the update here?
Well, December was a rather good month for us. At last, we had some positive returns. So returns are coming. And I think now there has been so much talk about raising rates. So now the air is out. And I think now we will see the coming trend being good for gold and gold miners.
Okay. When you say good, how good?
Well, I think actually gold and gold miners are one of the few cheap assets that are not overvalued. So I would wait for a capital rotation into commodities and maybe especially gold, silver, and their miners. So it's a very good outlook, I would say.
And what about inflation? How closely are you watching that? Because it is running hot, as you've described in your report here.
Yes, and inflation is really important. And a lot of people think that higher rates is bad for gold, but actually it's the real rate. So you have to deduct the inflation, and inflation is running hot, as you said, and it's much higher than the rates. And what, even if they will raise rates, maybe 0.25%, three times, we are still below 1% in the US with that. So there are no real rates. The real rates are going more into negative. So I think that's a good situation actually for gold.
What about energy prices? How closely do you have to monitor that? And does that impact the commodity at all?
Of course, it's the cost becomes a bit higher. But I think compared to any rises in the gold price, I think that's not very important for the miners. If the prices stay low and the prices for energy goes up, of course, that's a negative. But I don't really see that.
Mm-hmm. And what's the significance of you noting that workers in Europe are now demanding significant salary increases?
I think we will see that because, I mean, a lot of companies have good results. And of course, that would just make inflation even hotter. And this trend is really hard to stop. And normally you stop it with rates going higher. But I mean, when we have so much debt in the system this time, so it would be probably really difficult for them. I mean, you already see that a lot of companies have problems on the stock exchanges now with the rates coming up.
Yeah, quite right. I think everybody's watching that. In regards to 2022, how would you summarize it for gold and silver?
I really think it can become the year of gold and silver, because last year was a little bit maybe disappointing if you look for returns. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the year before was an all-time high for gold. So it was just a consolidation. I think now everything will turn again, and the easy trades in the stock market are probably over, and a lot of investors will start to look for other opportunities. And I mean, in the long run, you have to buy cheap and sell high, and buy low and sell high. And I think that's where gold and gold miners really come into play.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year. Eric Strand, thank you very much indeed from AUAG Funds here on Proactive.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.